Hello, and this is my podcast in purely opinion on how to help somebody or cure depression. Let me just start off by saying it is not easy. If you are truly suffering from depression, you will know it's not easy. The thing about depression is, though, in this world, there are people with depression, and there are people faking depression for attention. The way to tell is if a person's trying to get better, then they most likely have depression. If they are not trying to get better, they're being quote-unquote depressed for attention. And another way to tell if somebody's actually depressed or not, they will not say stuff like, "Oh, I'll just kill myself," or they will not make suicidal comments, because somebody who's truly depressed wouldn't even tell anybody about that. They could just be gone in the next day, in a way. The first thing that I'm going to bring up on how to help is what I want you to do. I want you to sit down. You could even pause my podcast right now and get into a room all by yourself where you're not going to be bothered for a good 20 minutes. All by yourself, completely quiet. It could even be in the dark. And you could also do this while listening to this podcast, or you could finish this podcast and then do the things that I'm instructing. Or not instructing, but listing. So after you've done that, I want you to sit down in that room, and I want you to evaluate your life. And what I mean by that is I want you to sit down and think about every little thing, every single detail that you have going positively, negatively, and neutrally about your life. What I want you to do with the positive things, I want you to strive off of those. Think about those all the time. Be excited for those things, whether it's spending time with somebody that you care about, whether it's participating in a club or sport, whether it's doing something that you actually enjoy doing that brings you happiness. The thing I want you to do with the negative things, block them out. Try your hardest. Like I said, it's not going to be an easy thing to do. But if you actually want to actually try to get better, you have to try to block out the negative things. Do not forget about them. Because if you forget about your problems, you will ultimately suffer from them in the future. Another thing that I want you to do with the negative things is block them out with the positive things. Think about the positive things more than you think about the negative things. Truly try to better your life in a way of showing that you can beat this, because it's not an easy thing to do, as I said. What I want you to do with the neutral things, the things that you could, you know, that you could go either way, you know? I want you to try to turn those into positive things. Take the neutral things and find happiness in them, and think about them as positive things. The whole point of that is to find more positive things in your life to block out the negative things in your life that are causing your depression. Now, if you have depression that is not caused by anything, it is possible. It's hard to cure that more than depression that is being caused by certain things. It's way harder. Because you don't know why you're depressed, and why you're feeling so down, and why you're losing interest in things, and why you're just generally not as happy as you were before. You don't know. And it's harder to cure something that you do not know about. The biggest thing for curing depression that is caused by nothing is, I can't even tell you that. I do not know. You could try to be positive. You could try to be a better person to others, which will ultimately make you feel better about yourself, which helps with both types of depression. If you're a better person to people that surround you, you are going to be treated better and you are going to be thought of better than you were before. The second thing that I'm going to bring up on this list is not to bottle it all up. Do not bottle up your emotions about your depression, or do not try to hide it, because you will eventually snap and you will let all of those emotions out at once, and you may do things that you regret. You want to not slowly, but steadily is the word I was looking for. Steadily let your emotions out. And do not bottle them up. Even if it's just by yourself. Even if you just want to sit down and you want to cry. And think about. And you want to think about the negative things. And think of ways to block out the negative things. Just sit down by yourself. Or you could talk to somebody who you trust. Trust is a funny thing in this world, because nobody knows what everybody else is thinking. There's no way to tell minds. You could think you trust somebody, but you could ultimately be hurt by them. If you are 110% sure that you can trust this person, you could talk to them about it. And then ultimately that person will help you by knowing how you feel. The third thing I want you to do is surround yourself with the right people. Surround yourself with people that make you happy. Definitely very important, because the people that you surround yourself with ultimately make or break you. Being lonely doesn't help at all, because then you're sad about being lonely, because nobody really wants to be lonely. Everybody wants to have something or someone to care about. Surround yourself with the right people, though. Because if you surround yourself with the wrong people, they could not even help you. They could not even really make you happy. Surround yourself with the right people, though. They could help you a lot. Whether it's whether it's complimenting you, whether it's showing you love in a way that you didn't even think was possible. Because human interaction is the most important thing in this world. If you do not have simple communication skills, you will be lonely. If you find it harder to find friends or make friends, you're not going to make any friends. Just the thing is, also with the people that you surround yourself with, the thing that I've seen a lot is people get jealous that they're happy and you're not. When, take their happiness and be happy for them, and treat them how you would like them to treat you, because it will happen. That's a very important quote that they've been teaching us since kindergarten. Treat others how you want to be treated. And this can be proven in many different ways. You could walk up to a stranger on the street and carry on a simple conversation. Maybe you're walking by them and you compliment them on something that maybe they're wearing, or maybe you compliment their looks. And if you're nice to them, they're not going to turn around and say, you know, something mean like, get out of my face, you know, go fuck yourself or something like that. They're not going to say that. They're either going to shoot you a smile or they're going to say thank you. And that response is all about how you're going to feel about yourself. You could take that positivity that you just got from that one interaction with somebody, and you could feel good about yourself for the rest of the day, the rest of the week. But at the end of the day is, the thing at the end of the day is, you're not going to find that happiness unless you try. If you are depressed and you try already, but you just can't seem to get it, you just can't seem to shake this lonely feeling and this loss of interest in everything that you wanted to do before. If you don't try to gain interest and you don't try to, and I understand this is all very hard. I do understand, because I've been in the same place as many other people, and I'm using this all off of not opinion, but things that I've been through, off of personal experience. This is what this whole entire thing's based off of. Some of these things I wish I would have done. Some of these things that I had done, but it wasn't enough. And the things that I wish I would have done, those are the things that I feel will truly help you. I did not try to surround myself with a better crowd. I surrounded myself with a worse crowd than what I was, and it dragged me into illegal things that I wasn't supposed to be doing. If I would have surrounded myself with the right crowd, I would have never gained a criminal record. I would have never gained trouble. I would have been positive. I might have lost my depression earlier based off of the happiness I gained from those people. But I didn't. And I suffered for, I think my depression went on for 2.5 years, if not more. Depression's a hard thing because you can't really scientifically tell, if that makes any sense, if you have depression. There's no real way of telling if you have depression. There's no going to the doctor's office and them being like, yep, you got cured from depression. It's all based off of personal things. And if you are not sharing how you're feeling with others, you're never going to get better. You're just going to bottle up everything that you hate. It's all going to come out at one time. For example, in my life, I bottled up all my negative emotions and ended up hurting people that I cared about, that cared about me. The couple people that I found happiness in, I ended up hurting them. Because I went on a rampage, in a way. Because I was so mad at the world, and I was mad at God, in a way. Which, at that point in my life, I didn't believe in God. And I still might not. I don't know. I'm on the fence, in a way. What is a God, a found to be perfect person? And that's the thing people don't understand about perfect. Perfect is, it means no flaws. There's nothing wrong with that person. Literally perfect. What is perfectness in a world full of hate and cruelty? Nothing in this world is perfect. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. And that's where most people go wrong. They try to search for that perfectness. And they try to seek the best thing and the best thing and the best thing, and ultimately suffer from it. Because you're going to waste your entire life searching for something perfect, and you're never going to find it because it doesn't exist. The fourth thing on my list of how to, in pure opinion and personal experience, how to cure depression. Participate in things that you normally wouldn't. Find new interests. If you don't have any interests, To start with, try to find new ones. Now, if you are one of those people that don't really have any interests, and that is, in a way, forming your depression or not contributing towards it positively, then there is nothing I can tell you but to try to find better interests and try to find interests, whether it's in animals. The thing about animals are, you cannot surround yourself with only animals. You have to have human interaction because that's everything in this world. No human or interaction in this world, it would be devastating. There would be no happiness in this world. Because everybody gains happiness in a different way than everyone else. Happiness to you might be playing sports. Happiness to the next guy might be video games. Happiness to the next person could be animals. It's hard to put a classification on happiness because it comes in all different shapes and forms. Whether it's music, I personally find a lot of happiness in music. If you can sit down and you can truly listen to a song, not just listen to it in a way, but understand it, then you can easily find happiness in music. Even if you're not going to understand it and you think or you feel that it's making you happy, stick with it. Listen to music all the time. I listen to music every single day for most of my day. I probably listen to music for 18 hours of my day, and that's a lot. That's pretty much 3/4 of my day. Whether it's making money, if making money makes you happy, go out and get a job. If surrounding yourself with your friends makes you happy, surround yourself with your friends. You gotta be smart enough to identify what makes you happy and just thrive off of it. The more things that make you happy, the better you'll feel, and the quicker you will shake that depression. It's not a distraction in a way. It's a cure in a way. You're not distracting yourself from your depression. You're getting rid of it. It's not going to always be there. So if you surround yourself with happiness, it's going to fade. My type of depression was formed by losing people that were very important to me. And it was hard. It's one of the hardest things to deal with. Especially when they're so important to you and then gone the next day. That's permanently damaging. You're never going to shake that. But you can shake the way you feel about it. Me personally, I had visions and flashbacks and dreams about those people still being in my life. And for most of my depression, it just tore me apart. It made me feel terrible. And then the way I fixed that is I looked at it in a different way. I didn't look at it as I missed them so much. I looked at it as in, those dreams are real. Those people that I lost, they're still with me, and they're in those dreams with me, and it's real. What we're doing in my dreams, they're with me. They're actually doing it. And that's where believing in heaven kind of sprung with me. That's when I started believing in heaven, because I would see those people so often and I would feel bad about it. But then once I changed my way of thinking, which is probably the most important thing about curing depression, is changing your whole way of thinking. Once I did that, I benefited from that. So take what's making you depressed, change the way you think about it, and benefit off of it. It's one of the hardest things to do. But if you can successfully pull it off, you can feel very good. It's not like finding positivity in things that... new things. It's taking a negative and turning it into a positive. And that feels twice as good than striving off of the positive things that were positive before. If you are to take a negative and turn it into a positive, it's not luck, but it's very, you're very fortunate. Because a lot of people can't have that kind of mindset. They can't just change the way that they think about things. And that's nothing to shun them for. It's nothing, it's not their fault. It's just the way they are, the way their brain works. No two brains are the same in this world. Everybody has a different way of thinking about something. Everybody has a different way of understanding things. Everybody has a different way of expressing things. I think our generation's problem is putting a label on how we're supposed to be and how we're supposed to think and how we're supposed to express our emotions. That's one of our generation's greatest flaws. We put a label on everything and set that as a bar in a way that people have to surpass by, which that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my life. And because everybody's different, yet we all fall under the same label, and we let that happen. Popularity in this world is probably the most important thing to everyone. Some people, though, realize that being popular isn't all that much. Some people don't strive off of being popular like others. Which, if you strive off of being popular, it's not your fault. It's everyone's fault for making that the label. And when I say label, I mean the standard, in a way, if you understand what I'm saying. Just the expectation of what our generation should be like is put into place by, I don't know who, popular figures. Put that expectation on the rest of the generation, and the rest of the generation falls in line. There are mainly 4 to 5 classes in this generation. There are the popular people, the people who strive on being popular. There are the people who don't care about being popular. There are the people that go through life asking the question, what is popularity? What is being not popular? Those people are probably the happiest because they don't care. They have no true feeling about popularity. And then there are the people that are sad about not being popular. And then the people that are happy about not being popular. In definition, popularity is a hard thing to wrap your head around. Popularity is being thought of by a lot of people. In a way. But that's off topic. This is about how to cure depression. Which, what even is depression? Depression, in my opinion, is a state of mind. Not a disease. Not a thing that you can be cured for medicinally. It is a state of mind. It is a thing that not many people can cure. But if you need someone to talk to, and at the end of the day, if you need anyone to talk to, I will leave my social media in the description.